This is the SML Podcast.
What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
This is the SML Podcast, episode 58. Right now it's just the two of us. We're trying to figure out who the fuck is joining us. We had one person lined up to be our guest today, and they're apparently not home from work yet. So no idea if that's going to happen or not, since we only have about an hour anyways.
Yeah.
And then allegedly that guy who used to be on our show called Tim is going to try coming by.
He said he's on his way.
So we'll see if it actually happens or not. But otherwise, there's two of us.
That's a thing. So we're a thing.
That's something, right?
Yeah.
Please don't leave us. Anyway, I am presently kind of loopy, fucked up on morphine right now because I've been in excruciating back pain. So I'm like struggling to keep my eyes open.
But being fucked up on morphine is like an interesting thing. Right?
Sometimes. I'm just hoping it doesn't make me sick.
I mean, I can't say I've ever done morphine before, so I don't know. But if I had to ponder a guess, I would say it would probably be interesting.
Not really.
Just kind of like, it's a thing.
Yeah.
I'm
not seeing any kind of strange colors.
So. Oh, well, all right. Well, then you're not doing it
right. I'm just, like, tired.
Anyway. Less is exciting.
Video games.
Games.
What have you been playing? Let me guess. Diablo.
I've been playing Box Opening Simulator 2014.
And Diablo.
So we moved, and it was pretty much like the majority of what we're doing is just like, you know, getting stuff out of boxes and finding spots for shit and all that stuff. But in between that, and obviously like working my new job and that stuff, but in between that, it's been Diablo time.
Oh my God, I see him.
So, is he in the back?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
You might have to get the door for him.
I hear knocking.
But so in between that, I've been doing Diablo. Which as of today, this like the day of the recording, which is Tuesday.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Which is Joe's
Tuesday,
birthday,
March 18th, 2014.
Joe's birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Oh, whoa. God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Holy shit.
There you go. Happy birthday.
Oh, my. Is it this one? God.
No, I think I actually got it set up now.
Testing.
Yep, you're good.
Holy Christ.
I didn't have another set of headphones, so. I need to. That's a lot of Nintendo points, Joe.
That's just a handful of them. Holy shit.
To say the least.
Yeah, there's some duplicates, but it's. I was like, oh, it's Joe's birthday. I'm going to see Joe today. I'm like, what can I get him real quick? And I look around, and I'm like, I know. Nintendo points.
So, Nintendo points, that's a thing.
For days. Points for days.
It's lots of points.
Club Nintendo points out the ass.
I'm going to call them Klepto Nintendo points.
Klepto points.
Kleptendo.
But, yeah, Derberbler. Oh, so as of
so Tim's here.
Hi, how are you? I've missed you, all of you,
all two of us.
I think this is Tim's first official appearance on Bleeding Cool too.
Yeah, it will be.
Bleeding Cool.
Bleeding Through.
Is that like an emo website?
It's Bleeding Through.
No, it's one of the biggest comic websites in the world.
Do we get to talk about comics?
Not really.
Oh. I don't know anything about comics.
We're part of their upstart video game department.
Oh, word.
So they're branching out from comics and movies and TV to include video games.
So what you're saying is we're not part of the gaming vault anymore?
We haven't been a part of the gaming vault in well over a year.
Well, yeah, actually a year and a month or 2 months or something like that.
It's been a while.
Since like episode 5?
Remember those days? Like, yeah, we're part of the gaming vault. And then it's like, oh,
gaming vault's gone.
The vault.
But we are still on Save Continue.
Yep. We're still on save continue.
If you would have shown up in the past month, you would have heard this news.
Things have been a little busy,
to say the least.
Things have been busy. Things have been busy, but soon they're going back to normal. As soon as the... Well, May.
The Kickstarter campaign for the thing, right?
To drop some exclusives, which are going to get announced really soon, but friends know already. But now all of you will, too.
All of Zach will know.
All of Zach and Randall.
And Randall, yeah.
We're launching our Kickstarter for Pixel Noir on April 11th, the first day of PAX East. We will have a booth at PAX East. So... not too far from the Telltale Games one, if you need direction, but it's gonna be a great time, and we're giving away a lot of shit. We're gonna give away a PS4, so
you could just give it to me.
I could.
Yeah,
let's give it to Joe for when his next one breaks.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll happen.
We're trying to keep the news. We're waiting for like an official press release, but I know that there's only three people that listen to our podcast, so I'm not worried about it.
There's a couple more now. I don't know. I think I don't know if we broke double digits. But.
It's funny. Last week's episode being one of the first on Bleeding Cool, we already have more views than the week before.
Oh, well, that's good.
So
that's a thing. We get results.
We have new listener now.
We have new listener.
But anyway, before Tim decided to actually show up, you were talking about...
Yes, so as of today... the auction house is closed. Today was the closing day for the auction house.
Hallelujah.
Which, yeah, honestly, it's a very, very good
thing.
Chris,
that's my birthday present to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Blizzard.
Honestly. Because the auction house, like, it kind of broke the game. Like, essentially, instead of people actually, like, playing the game so that they can get their loot, you know, and you know, that's pretty much the entire reason why you would play a game like Diablo. Instead of doing that, people were just like, oh, well, I'm just going to go on the auction house and I'm just going to buy whatever loot I want. And then, yeah, it kind of defeats the purpose of the game. So now that the auction house is closed, like everybody is actually playing the game now, like God forbid.
That's weird to hear.
Yeah, and it's fun. It made it
what
a lot
this
more
playing that you talk about.
It sounds like click 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 click
yeah,
click click click.
Basically, click. It just click 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 click. That's the sound of Diablo. I'm extremely happy to report that before the auction house shut down, I was able to get rid of enough stuff on the auction house in which I will have enough money to get. The expansion.
That's awesome.
So, so as of last night, because yesterday I literally was just like, all right, I want the expansion. I'm broke. This is the only way it's going to happen. And I tried to get rid of everything that I possibly could. And oddly enough, the thing that sold the most was gold. Like I had like...
Really?
Yeah, like I had like 370 million gold or something like that. It was a lot.
300. Joe and I think made the same face at that though. Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah, 370 million.
Jeez.
And I sold it for about, I think I sold it for about like $30. And then like random items that I had, I sold for like about 10, 11, you know, somewhere on there.
Nice.
So, I do like, as long as it depends on if Blizzard, cause it's my Battle.net balance.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm not using money. Technically, it's virtual money. It's make believe money.
You're make believe
sometimes. But
no, I am.
yeah, you are. So I don't know if they're gonna like charge tax. I don't know how that really works,
dude. If you
so we'll
if
find
you,
out.
Yeah, if for whatever reason you can't get it, I'll hope you get it.
Well, yeah, I mean, like if anything, like what would be? I'd be short, like. 50 cents or something stupid like that. But the problem
cents.
Is because it's Battle.net balance, like I would have to buy a $10 card because that's the lowest increment that it comes in.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's stupid.
So dumb.
But hey, even still, if I have to pay $10 for the expansion as opposed to $40, like that's a win in my book. So
nice.
So yeah, so Auction House is gone. Yay.
Yay.
Speaking I lost, of things that are gone.
I lost four hardcore characters already.
Oh, Jesus. Speaking of things that are gone officially today, SimCity's online requirement is apparently gone today as well.
Thank
okay,
God.
So maybe people
you're
might play the
welcome.
Game now. Joe, you're just getting rid of all the bad stuff in gaming right now.
I'm a giver for my
Thank
birthday.
You. You're,
I'm a giver.
You're, I commend you.
You're a receiver, and I know that for a fact.
It depends. Times are tough.
Yes.
Money's hard. Some things are harder.
Yes.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
So, SimCity's offline. Auction House is gone. I'm half asleep because of morphine. And Tim's here. So, Tim, what have you been playing lately?
I've been playing a shit ton of Ace of Spades to the point where I've gotten Counter-Strike good at it.
I have no idea what Ace of Spades is.
Ace of Spades is if you take Minecraft and you mix it with World War One.
Interesting.
I think we might have mentioned it on the podcast before.
Did we?
I think we've talked about it before.
I've played it casually here and there, and
I don't remember anything right now.
It's had an interesting little history. It was originally a game called Build and Shoot, and that was a mod that this company took and then turned it into basically this crazy Team Fortress 2 style game with Minecraft. But they retained a classic mode, which is this World War I-esque hour and a half long maps. You have a bolt action rifle and you can dig and you can place blocks.
Interesting.
It's a lot of fun, and they finally updated it to actually make the classic mode true like the original.
Sweet.
And I play the shit out of it now. Like it's all I play. It's really
it's like
bad.
Me and Diablo. Like yeah. I every time I'm like I see Steam come up and you're on Steam, like you're playing Ace of Spades.
I think I have like 90 hours logged on it right now.
Wow.
And it's fun because I'll sit there and I'll help build the base to protect our flag, and then I'll hand it off to somebody else, be like, all right, I'm going offense, and then all of a sudden you'll see all of these headshots with my name come up next to it and people just start getting mad at me. I haven't felt that since playing Counter-Strike back in the day.
I want to start playing Counter-Strike again really bad.
Did you see that video I posted?
Yes. Oh my God. It was ridiculous.
There was a big tournament that happened recently, and, Counter-Strike Go is getting pretty big in the tournament scene. A lot of people have embraced it.
Thank God.
Yeah. And you're starting to see ridiculous plays, like people using AWPs as assault rifles, which is the bolt action sniper rifle, one hit kills people. And there's a sick video from this recent tournament where a dude, it was him versus the rest of the other enemy team, 1v4, and wow. He runs in the room and just boom, 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 kills all of them. And you're like, what happened?
Yeah, and even that was on Train, wasn't it?
It was on Train,
yeah. Yeah, and like Train, like it, the part of the map that they're in, like there's two like train cars that are like just stationary. So there's like a ton of corners, a ton of hiding spots, he just goes in and just...
He shouldn't have been able to do it. It was wild. But yeah. That's one of the things you love about that game is you can watch it like a sport and be hype about it. You
oh
don't
my
have
God,
to play
yeah.
it. You can watch it.
Nice. I mean, like I think Tim, you played like slightly competitively, like
I did.
Right?
Yeah, I started getting into some Cal stuff, but never kept rolling.
Yeah, I did. I did Cal.
Chris Piccolotti. There's a pickle at the door.
Pickle.
What was he? Italian medium back in the day?
Italian medium.
Italian
medium.
Yeah.
Pickle medium.
Italian medium. Hello. What's that? Take that envelope that's on top of there right there. Yeah. Glorious. Well, you can't hear you when you don't have a microphone. So
yeah, these are these mics don't mic.
You don't have
like
you don't
that.
Have a you don't have a boom mic stand, do you?
Boom, no, I don't.
Okay, I'll have to get another one.
Yeah.
Then we can have four. We could have four people. Holy fuck. Yeah. We could have four live people. That'd be nuts. It'd be a lot. Like,
yeah, because we have never had four live people on the show before.
Well, we have, but not like on a regular. Like, he's across the hall from me. Like, literally all I would have to do is just go, like, hey, get it.
And I'm alive.
Hey.
And you are alive.
That's good.
It's good.
He'll be like, hold on, let me finish this league game.
Yeah, and then the podcast is over, and be like, hey, I'm ready
later.
Now.
Fuck.
It'll be like when Kyle showed up for the last 10 minutes.
The last 10 seconds of the one.
And then told Corey to shut the fuck up a bunch.
Shut the fuck up, Corey.
Kyle has the best Facebook post.
Oh, my God. He needs to be a public figure. Like, I want to, can I vote Kyle Gatto for like some sort of like internet, like, I don't know, persona?
He would be so funny if we had like, if the website had more of a like really persistent blog style feed going, and he were come out and just spit his Facebook stuff on there. Dude, some of the shit he says.
There needs to just be a Kyle's Corner.
Kyle's
Conversation
Corner. Kyle's Conversation Corner.
A conversation with Kyle.
Him and Corey are going to have a knife fight to see who gets it.
Kyle and Corey's Conversation Corner, all with K's. It has to be done.
Oh, my God.
But then every single thing, it'll just be a soapbox for Kyle. Just
Is Kyle on Skype?
Is he? I don't know. Let's find out. Let's find out. A one, a two, a three.
Crunch.
A three. No, I don't believe he is.
Balls.
Boner. That's not. Yeah.
Balls.
Whatever. So, wow, it's a party going on in my house. It's exciting. I know.
So I didn't get here too far into this. Did we talk about what games came out today?
No, we didn't, actually. We didn't talk about shit.
Some big titles
we talked
came
about
out.
Diablo. Because fucking Diablo, man.
Yeah, today was a significantly large day for game releases.
What came out?
First off, Final Fantasy X-2 HD Collection came out for the PS Triple and the Vita.
Okay.
And then Metal Gear. Metal Gear came out.
Metal Gear. Which has been polarizing to a lot of reviews so far.
Has it? Because I've seen, like, the majority of the reviews are positive, mm-hmm. but they all definitely focus on the fact that it's only, like, a three-hour campaign.
Yeah, that's interesting to me because that doesn't bother me at all. Like, the game's $30 instead of $60. It's a three-hour campaign, and it's supposed to be really, really good for what you get. So
and
I'm
it encourages
like,
replayability,
yeah,
and
massive.
There's a lot of open-ended stuff.
Oh, well, that
like open-world stuff where you can...
The whole game, it is all open world. Word. But they do a lot of neat stuff, like the collectibles that you want to replay through to get, like the badges and things like that. You can grab a guard and interrogate him, and he'll be like, I think I saw a badge over there, and then you snap his neck. But like, but
murder. Doesn't it have Kinect capability on the Xbox version?
I don't know.
Xbox, fuck you.
I'm gonna be playing it tonight or tomorrow. So that if it's only 3 hours long, what I like about that is since I don't have too much time.
I can definitely get through it.
I'll just sit down and crush that one of these nights. Yeah. I'll sign it out from work, crush it, and then just...
I could have sworn I heard someone say that it has Kinect functionality where you could like start screaming at the people you're interrogating.
Oh, that'd be fucking awesome.
I don't know if it happened or if I'm just like in a stupor right
well,
now.
Well, I mean, but... I don't see why they wouldn't have that as an option considering like they put that in Grand Theft Auto Online.
So... Where's the motherfucking cassette tape, you son of a bitch?
No, what I'll do is I'll record Kiefer Sutherland 24 lines of dialogue, and then I'll just have a soundboard next to the Kinect, and just have him be like, "Where's the Bob?"
Yeah, that'd be great.
Speaking of Kiefer Sutherland screaming, I did a post last night, Monday night, about
Kiefer Sutherland screaming.
Well, about how the PlayStation versions of the game don't have a platinum trophy. And the header image, well, apparently it's Sony. They're like, it's not a full price game, which doesn't make sense because reviewed Magus and that had a platinum and that was $30. But I don't know if it's because it's a AAA title from Konami and it's not full price that they're not doing it. But for the header image, I just have a picture of Kiefer Sutherland from 24 holding the gun and screaming in the air. And Kyle was like, dude, that header, Jesus Christ, I'm rolling.
That is pretty good.
If Kyle Gatto approves, if it's a 10 out of 10 for Blade Mode, then you know it's fucking serious business.
Oh, my God.
Like, South Park is a 10 out of 10, BladeMode.com.
I want to play that fucking game.
Yeah, I wish I had the chance.
So good. I want that, and I want Dark Souls 2, so that I can actually get past the character creation.
Get it on PC on April 25th.
I want it on PC, but I'm broke as
well. I'll see if I can get us copies when it comes out.
Broke as dick nuts.
I'm broke as dick nuts, actually.
Dick nuts.
I am
because I know that that's a game that like
broke as
Kelly and Chris could get and we could all play.
Can you? How many people can you have playing Dark Souls at the same time?
I think it's four You can have four in one room.
Really?
And then you can do 4v4 deathmatch.
Oh, God, no.
That's on the first one on PC. They have, like, an arena.
Oh, God.
Which you know that arena would be ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
That is funny.
That's a fantastic header. Oh, man.
I always have fun with my headers.
I enjoy the headers that you come up with, Joe. It makes me want to go back to the website.
My favorite one is still the, hey, look, a new trailer. And it was the Yoshi's New Island one.
Yeah.
And it's just text that says, shut the fuck up, Baby Mario, with a picture of Baby Mario over the UC and fuck.
Back on the topic of the length of Metal Gear, another announcement that was just made is that the average player is going to take roughly 40 hours to beat Watch Dogs.
40 hours?
I thought they said 35 to 40.
Okay, 35 to 40, somewhere in between that mark. But still, even 30 hours,
which means the average player is going to beat it in like 10 hours.
They're just going to be like, "Well, I've got to speed run this motherfucker."
Even 20 hours is long for that type of game. Like, most people kill an Assassin's Creed game in like what, 10-12 hours?
I don't know.
Maybe like 10. Yeah, if not less. I've actually heard people like crush it in like fucking like 9, 8, like even 8.
But knowing that Watch Dogs is going to have all sorts of extra stuff in it,
another one that's like, I want it really bad.
I'm the type of guy that if I have the option of doing a side quest, I'll do all the side bullshit before continuing the story.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
With the exception of Grand Theft Auto, because I was trying to fly through that. But Watch Dogs, man, like that game might take me. That's like Skyrim length.
I still haven't even done Skyrim. I still haven't even finished all my side quests and all my DLC for fucking Borderlands 2.
Damn.
Neither
me neither.
I got a free copy of Mad Moxie's fucking whatever the Valentine's Day thing that they did. I got a free copy of that, and I still have like one or two. Actually, no, I have like two or three fucking full fledged DLC quests that I'm not even done with. I will get back to that game. I've been putting it off because I've been hoping other people pick it up. I was mainly waiting for like because AJ really wants it, so I was hoping that AJ will end up picking it up so I have somebody to play with on PC. But because that's definitely a game like even that in Diablo. Like I've been starting to play Diablo more, and I got like AJ got a copy, Joey got a copy, Gabe got a copy. So like I actually know people that are playing it now, which is pretty nice. I mean, I would still be playing it by myself regardless, but, no, like Borderlands is absolutely like one of those games that like, I have so much more fun with it when I'm playing with at least one more person.
Yeah.
Cause even when me, you and, Pickle were playing it, even though fucking, I can't say the word, but like Pickle being a goddamn asshole and picking up every single piece of loot.
Pickle has very, very sticky hands in any game that has loot.
Oh, God.
Like he
picks everything up.
He's so...
Everything.
He's so quick, and he's so accurate, and he's so good at inventory management, you would think he has some sort of bot running behind the scenes to pick up loot.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like
Huber basically stopped playing with us. Because
I stopped
he
playing because I couldn't get
it.
Anything. Like... He just took it, and he was just like, oh, you need it?
We,
oh, what
we
you
would
want
open
for
a
it?
Chest, like, and you'd like, hear him start laughing.
And he would literally, like, a chest would open, and he would stand next to it and just laugh. Because we wouldn't get anything, and he'd be like, ha, 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 ha.
There's times where we would open the chest and mash the pickup button.
Just
to try and get anything, and we would still get it first.
Yeah.
He's got magic fucking fingers.
Yep. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think I'd play with someone like that either.
See, that's why I stopped for the longest time. And then the only reason why I started playing it again is because, like, I didn't really have anything else that I wanted to play. And then I wanted to shoot shit. So the only options that I had when I wanted to shoot shit was Borderlands or Counter-Strike. And Counter-Strike you really don't want to play unless you have people to play with.
Well, if you would have had Borderlands on Xbox, I could have played with you.
I don't even own an Xbox
because
anymore.
I'm not a treasure whore.
The burbler.
I know. Hopefully I can get an Xbox again. I really want one because I want one for... Because I could probably
there's about 48 of them in the basement. So
I know. I might
fix
one. I might just fix one.
Do it. Fuck it.
Because I want to... I really want to play Grand Theft Auto more because that was a lot of fucking fun. And I don't think I'm going to have like enough like self-control to not want to play that game enough to wait until it comes out on PC. Mm. Like, I just, like, I want to play that game.
You know what I want to play more of? Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare.
I want to play that at all. I have not.
Oh my god, it
yet.
Is so fun.
It looks so cute.
It is really fun, actually. I was like, last time I was over at your house, and you were playing it. It's essentially like a whole. It kind of reminded me of Dungeon Defenders. Like it really.
It really reminded me
of Dungeon Defenders.
I never played that.
I believe
it's free on Xbox.
It's free
right
on
now
Xbox
for
right now.
Gold
which,
members,
dude, pick that up.
I plan on it.
Like I have it on PC. That was the one game that I played on my Xbox more than anything. Like I had it downloaded onto my Xbox and I played it all the fucking time. But yeah, it kind of reminded me of that. And once you play it, I mean, obviously you're gonna get it because it's free right now.
Yeah.
But once you play it, like you'll see, like kind of what I mean about it. Like it really reminded me of that game. So, and that's
well, there.
What
there
it,
is
like,
more than just the horde mode in Garden Warfare. There's also attrition, or no? That's fucking attrition is
Titanfall.
they have the normal just team vanquish where you have to kill the other team and rack up 50 points.
Okay.
And they also have gardens and graveyards where, depending on the map, there's like 6 or 7 different locations where the zombies are trying to attack the location and the plants have to hold them off and there's a time limit. If the zombies capture that in the time limit, they move to the next location.
Oh, so it's like
rush.
Rush from
Battlefield.
Battlefield.
Well, I wouldn't know, but probably the way it sounds. And it's really cool. I'm having a lot of fun with that one because the coins that you use to buy the item packs in the game, that's probably the best way to earn a lot of coins. Because if you're on zombies and you conquer all 6 or 7 locations, not only do you get all the coins you earn from killing things in the game and all the items and healing and everything else, you get coin bonuses for capturing each location. And then another coin bonus if you collect all of them. So there's times in the game where I can earn like over 11,000 coins in a match. Where if I do the actual Garden Warfare style horde mode game,
it's like, what,
I might
like
get 300? Like 3,000.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like I actually really enjoy, like I think I might start fucking around with Battlefield a little bit more just because like I it kind of reminded me of the whole like, you know, getting coins and points so that you can unlock other stuff. Like I don't know, I kind of like the idea of like I want to get into a game where I can kind of just like grind some coins out and just like boost my account up and shit like that. Cuz I mean, essentially like right now, like what I've been doing in Diablo is essentially that. I've been like, before the expansion comes out, I've been trying to get a level 60 of everything. I have a level level 60 of everything in softcore. I now have a level 60 witch doctor in hardcore. I have a level 30 something wizard in hardcore. I have a long way to go on hardcore, but I, like I said, I already lost a couple hardcore characters.
Yeah, fuck hardcore mode. Yeah.
But I want a level 60 of everything in that game. But what really sucks is I will have to, and I'm hoping Blizzard will think this through and make the, like when you get the expansion, hopefully it makes the character count up to 12 instead of 10. Because as it stands right now, there's 5 classes. If you have a softcore and a hardcore character, that's all of your characters, your character slots full.
Okay.
I want to play as a Crusader, which is the new character class. If I want to play as a Crusader, but I already have a softcore and a hardcore of every other character type, I can't. I would have to delete 2. Because
wait,
as it stands right now, I can
hoarder.
Only have 10. Like,
you character hoarder?
No, that's being resourceful.
Use my account. Give me the 60s.
No. No.
My account's hacked into oblivion anyway. So.
Is it?
Well, every time... I've had authenticators, they've broken. I had the phone authenticator, I got a new phone, and I couldn't transfer the thing, and I'd call them again. Got in an argument with a customer service guy, and I was like, alright, I don't care anymore. Like, I love me some StarCraft, but it's not worth the fucking bullshit.
See, and that's the thing, too. I really want to try StarCraft, but I downloaded the free thing. Like, I guess you could play for it. Like, as long as you're in a game with someone else that owns the game, like a full copy of the game, you can play it.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool system.
Which is neat, because I really want to try the game, but I don't know if I would really want to buy it. One of these nights, I'm hoping, like, you know, someone in our friends group can go on so I could give it a shot and just see what
Chris
it's like.
Chris and I were the biggest dicks in that fucking game. They actually, our strategy that we used worked so foolproof. Like, it was pretty much 90% of the time it would work. They ended up fucking patching it so that we couldn't do it anymore. And it was brutal.
Well, if you really wanted level 60s in Diablo that bad, I can power level every single, like, I can get a character from 0 to 60 in about an hour and a half.
No.
Just saying. Just saying.
I mean, I do kind of want to play Reaper of Souls, but I just want to play through it just to beat it and then be done with it, probably.
No. Honestly, it's gonna be a lot better, but dude, it's already so much better. Like, it's so much better.
It won't suck me
like
in.
That.
It's already sucked you off, but
it's my favorite game franchise of all time. Of course, I'm gonna be like
other
all
than
about
Skate
it, like,
and Crazy Taxi.
So speaking of
Skate, actually, and I like I totally forgot about this. I'll show you. Let's see here. Where's my messaging?
After this, I have a speaking of Crazy Taxi.
Okay, so there is...
Yeah, the iOS Crazy Taxi.
It's so good.
Just came out.
There is a game. There is a game coming out. Right now, it's called Project Blank. Okay? It's made by a developer that was a developer on the original Skate game.
Okay.
Okay? He's essentially doing like a spiritual successor to the game on his own. I've been keeping up on some of his updates on the game, and you could tell like it's really like he's going super hardcore, like board physics, like all that kind of stuff. And I sent him a message, and I just said, you know, like I thanked him that he's like doing a spiritual successor to the game because it was my favorite game franchise. He sent me a message back. He thanked me for, you know, reaching out to him, and he actually might want me to do the video or do the music for the game.
That'd be pretty cool.
So yeah, I'm like, I'm really, really excited for that. Like I, that came out of the blue, like a week or two ago.
Yeah, dude,
the songs are on it too.
They put Crazy Taxi on iOS and it's like a direct port. Just boom.
Oh God.
And it's awesome. It's everything.
Are the boosts the same way? Like,
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Cause it's like a, no, because that's not how
they had a tip to do something, and I don't remember how to do it.
Oh, okay, so it's just a double. I guess it's just a double tap.
Yeah, dude, it's so
fun. Yeah, because you can't slide. There's no. I mean, it's still. Oh, okay. Unless I don't under. Yeah, I mean, like, it's cool. Like, it looks fucking fantastic.
Yeah,
oh my
and
god,
it, and it plays really tight considering most. What the fuck? That car just flipped over for no reason. it plays really tight considering. iOS controls and all. They seem to be, a lot of developers seem to be getting a much better hang of how to make those games not feel like shit when you're playing them.
Right, right.
But Crazy Taxi, and it's free.
That's free?
It's free.
Fuck.
And it's got all these new modes too.
Oh,
so I was like,
God.
What? I'm ranked like 38 or something right now.
But I can't get it on Android, can I?
I don't know if they made an Android one.
I'm going to have
Chris
to look.
Chris and I were curious because we wanted to start competing for high scores.
Oh, my God. If that happens, then I know exactly what I'm going to be putting onto my phone, like, as soon as the podcast is over.
Right now.
Like, right fucking now.
Right now.
Right now.
Wow.
So, wait. So, here's a stupid question. Joe, when do you have to go?
By, like, 7:30-ish.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes! Yes, it's on Android! That's exciting.
Oh, we're competing for
that's
our scores.
That's exciting.
You have to put up some scores in Dav when you get
Dav.
It.
Speaking of Dav, I wanted to make a clan for Diablo.
Everything is going back. Okay, no more Diablo talk today.
Dude, I'm like,
fucking everything so far has gone directly back to Diablo.
I have a raging boner.
No matter
for Diablo.
How many times we've tried to steer it away.
Hey, do you want to do some music for a game?
That's a stupid question, yeah.
So I'm starting a thing. We have some other game ideas at Sword Tech, and one of the ideas I had rumbling around was a cool sort of spy themed sort of Metal Gear-y game. I can't say too much about it, but as soon as I get some work done on it, I'll try to put it out there for people to see. But we're gonna start a B squad to try and develop. This game is much simpler than the one we're working on now.
A B squad,
and it's gonna be a B team that's trying to create a game.
I was always the best person on B team in football. Just saying. All about the B team.
Just saying.
All about B team.
Yeah, so I'm gonna start a Facebook thing for that. So I'll let you know.
Could you guys make like a like a side-scrolling shooter, like a Contra or like Metal Sluggish kind of thing?
But with Diablo characters?
No.
Why not?
No, you'll like the one that I... You'll see, wait okay. till you see the one I'm working on.
Because I've actually been really dying to play like a game like... I don't know. Like a game like... Like a Gunstar Heroes-esque kind of thing.
And Joe, I don't know... right now, we're coming up with some of the special things that we're giving away at PAX. And one of them is some of the cards for the card game. And we were going to have you be the likeness for the sausage guy.
Yeah, we talked about that how long ago.
Yeah, no, that's actually... That card might be the one that gets made for PAX is what nice. I'm thinking. Because we have to... I'm planning on doing three cards, and I think one will be Sausage Man. So I'm going to send you a picture to Maximo and have him make you up as...
Sausage Man.
Ayo, nice. Ayo, get your sausages.
I don't know if you would need to send him a picture of me.
I'm going to send him, like, naked pictures of you. It's just fur.
Oh God!
No, you know what you should do? You should take a picture of yourself naked, but you have all the cats on top of you.
Nope. Why do you want to see naked pictures of me, Tim?
I just want to see you covered in pussy.
Wah wah.
Tim comes back and we have like the worst episode we've had in a year.
Hey, I have to lower the standard somehow.
Speaking of wah wah,
come on, let's all Tim talk. We'll just talk off to the side.
Speaking of wah wah, is there a weekly wah wah?
I don't know. I've been like
Tim's back.
The weekly wah wah is how frequently you keep bringing Diablo.
I can't help it, that's literally all I've been playing. Like every waking moment that I'm not at work or unloading boxes, I'm playing Diablo. That's what I'm doing.
And it's just destroying this episode.
Or the producer.
It's like an episode of the podcast where Tim won't shut up about PCs.
Listen here, PC gaming is the greatest thing in the world.
Shut the fuck up, Tim.
Let me tell you about it.
Let
me tell you how it's cheaper than it's ever been.
Wait, so what other games came out today? So it was Metal Gear, Final Fantasy, anything else?
The other big release is Thursday?
In the mic, Tim.
I'm looking at the mic.
No, I can hear him.
For a second.
I can hear him.
So the other big release coming out this week, I think it's Thursday, and it's Infamous Second Son.
That's on Friday.
Yeah. So Thursday night,
shit,
midnight.
That's this week?
Yep.
Yeah.
God damn.
And that's probably the biggest major release to come out ever.
Since last week.
Yeah, oh my God.
Titanfall came out.
Last week was fucking brutal.
Yeah, with Dark Souls and Titanfall, that was pretty brutal.
Dude, there was a picture up on Reddit of somebody already like traded in a copy of Dark Souls. They're like, fucking quitter.
Yeah, fucking quitter.
And also, I watched a video this morning of Drunk Souls. There was three guys that were sitting in a room, and they started a game up from the very beginning. And they were just like, every time you die, everybody in the room takes a shot.
Oh, I'd be fine.
Dude, the guy was like, yeah, I've been practicing for like the past 2-3 days, like I'm ready for this, fucking whatever. And then they go in, and then fucking first enemy, he gets housed. Like
killed at the character creation?
No, he didn't attack the old ladies like I did.
Dumbass.
Hey man, they were fucking asking for it, so deserved it.
Maximo goes, fuck Twitch Plays Pokemon, I want to see Twitch Plays Dark Souls.
Oh Christ.
They wouldn't even get past the fucking tutorial.
They wouldn't make it to the character creation.
No, they can get to
exit game, exit game, exit game.
Go away.
share button.
Speaking of Pokemon, I actually just got Pokemon Y back today.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you got it for your cheap, right?
My buddy Frankie, Diggy Diss, for my birthday, he sent me $50 on PayPal. And because we were talking about the free Pokemon offer going on with Nintendo if you register a 3DS and one of the select games, you'll get a free copy digital download of Pokemon X or Y. And of course, people are selling the codes on eBay. So
of course, that's
found,
what they do.
Found a cheapish one for $29, and now it's on my system. So
are there anything crazy with the coins that I gave you that you'll be able to get? I don't even know what's on the Nintendo store lately.
I just got my Luigi statue.
Is it nice?
Oh, it's really nice. It's not huge. It's couple inches, after like you three have, or 4 inches high.
After you get freaking
Titanfall,
like, the
nothing
Titanfall
is big.
One and the Dark Souls one, like,
yeah,
I don't know,
nothing
like,
is big anymore, and I can't find a good spot.
God damn it! Talking. Look at the mic, Joe. Point at the mic.
I'm trying. I'm just, I don't know. Ever since he lost the presets,
I lost
right
a bunch
anymore.
Of stuff on the laptop. So like the way that
look at these. Look how loud he is. And look at me.
So everything is normal, is what you're saying.
I'm even trying to talk louder and into the mic as loud as I can, and he's just.
I'm a loud guy. I don't know. I literally like all the.
Literally,
you could even
literally,
you could,
literally.
I know. Literally. You can see on my preamp section that all of the knobs are at the exact same position. And all, like, literally
well,
all the
Well, it shouldn't
stuff
be is. That way because of how loud you are compared to everyone else.
Gain staging of a mic does not change per the individual.
This is why Mixing the episodes are hard to listen to.
Mixing 101. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool.
Cool.
Speaking of games.
GDC is going on this week.
That's right. GDC is going on this
Which
week.
I wish I had the chance to go to, but with all the PAX nonsense, I was unable. But I'm looking forward to seeing whatever comes out of that. Actually,
I know Viking Guitar is going to be there. Like, he's not performing, but he's going to be there because I saw his Facebook post like today or yesterday. Because that's what reminded me. I saw that. I was like, oh, fuck, GDC. No. Are you, Joe, are you trying to go? Like, are you still trying to go and crash with someone? Is that what you
for what?
Oh no, that was something different, right? Or was it GDC? Were you trying to
well
go to
if GDC is happening right now and Joe's not there,
is it oh right
might
now
not
it's happening
be
right now
it's happening yeah. right now
oh god I thought it was like over the weekend or something.
No, it's now. Like now
like now
right now. Hey, tomorrow. Right now.
Come on. It's everything. It's a magic moment. Oh, God.
All I want.
So what are you, Joe? I know you got a bunch of games. What have you been playing?
Oh, my God. It's only 40 minutes later, and you finally ask me what I've been playing. Gee.
I didn't ask because I came late, and I didn't know if you guys had already talked about it.
You have all the games.
I am not playing Diablo, that's for sure.
Are you playing Dark Souls?
No, I haven't played much Dark Souls yet, just because...
You scurred?
No, I have been near addicted to Garden Warfare and Titanfall. Like, I'm just bouncing back and forth.
I'm actually really glad that you're, like, digging Titanfall.
I am. I'm having a lot of fun
with
it.
You're not really a COD bro guy.
No, not at all.
There's a lot of COD feelings in there.
I don't know. It doesn't feel COD-ish to me.
COD-ish?
COD-ish.
Is that a Pokemon?
It's like a fish.
No, it's an evolution of Oddish.
I definitely hate... The matchmaking in the game, like, they definitely need to work on matchmaking, because there will be times where, because it's 6-on-6, my team will be like me that's level 18 or something. It'll be like a 20-something, a 30-something, like an 8, something like that. And the other team has like G4, G3, level 48. It just seems so brokenly balanced.
Well, I know they're trying to... Xbox is trying to fix a lot of that stuff with matchmaking and friends. Tried a lot of problems with the friends stuff. But Jake gets fucking pissed about it all the time. Have you had any problems with like party chat? And,
no, because they already fixed that stuff. That came out in the latest update.
Jake fucking hates the Xbox. And now this is a guy who, like, he's kind of like you with the Xbox, how the Xbox is the savior of the land. And
I didn't say it's the savior of the land.
But you do like the Xbox a lot.
Yeah,
and
I do.
Jake would, like, the vitriol that would come out of his mouth when if you mentioned PlayStation, like, he fucking can't stand the PlayStation 3. What, he had a Blu-ray player instead of using his PlayStation 3.
Wow.
Because fuck all that.
Wow.
He fucking hated it. So he's thinking about switching over to the PS4 now, because he just, I mean, even with Titanfall.
Is that Matthew Gregg?
It is.
He gets
so
many
problems.
Oh, my God,
fucking finally. Call him.
I'm working on it.
Well, we have an interview for...
Who is this guy? Fill me in quick.
20 minutes?
Something like that.
The creator of Botchamania.
What's Botchamania?
Botchamania is essentially, it's a compilation, like it's a YouTube compilation of like all the fuck ups in professional wrestling.
Oh, okay.
Like that's
hit call. We don't have time. he could describe it.
So, what do you do?
Hello.
Oh, look at how young he looks.
Hello.
Oh, I can't hear him though. Can I?
I can't hear you. You are so quiet, Matthew.
I don't have headphones on, so I can't hear you either. So I'm going to talk at you and hope and pretend I know what you're saying back.
Let's see here. I hear keys.
Yes, we hear you hitting keys.
Up, up, up! I heard a message. Let's see what it says.
Oh, Skype.
I can't hear anything. Damn it, BRB.
God damn it.
Cod, damn it.
Cod, yes, bro. Cod, damn it.
Cod, bro, damn it.
Cod, damn it.
Cod, damn it, bro. Fucking A, bro. Fucking cod, bro.
Dude,
fucking...
I'm actually, like, really excited for this interview. This, like, I want to know, like, what goes on in his head, because I've seen the videos, and I'm just like...
Hey, I should check out some of these. I like fuck-ups of every kind.
Dude, they're so good.
Dude, they are fucking hysterical. Like, they are so good.
He's at, like, 250 or something?
Yeah. He's at, like, yeah.
He's been doing it for a long time. He's been at the past number of MAGFests.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was there this year.
Bertram Erner.
Len told me what was probably the funniest MAGFest story I heard. So, some kids in the elevator were making fun of Len. They're like, look at this fucking blonde-haired kid. And look at him with these glasses. And Kunal and I are looking at him like, oh my God, like, why would anybody fucking do that? He goes, yeah, well, we were in the elevator, so when I jumped out of the elevator, I hit all the buttons, then jumped out and turned around and laughed at them.
That's awesome.
I was like, that's the best thing ever, Lab.
That's great.
Fuckers.
I mean, it was just like, fuck you.
That was like the greatest, like, I would never have thought of that. That's the best comeback to that situation.
That's brilliant. That is fucking Len brilliant.
Len is a pretty brilliant man.
Is he back on? Should you try calling again?
Why? Well, he can't hear anything. I could try it.
We could do it like this. Have him just type to us, and we'll just read it and pretend we're him. We'll have Ashley read it.
No, because we don't have any other mics.
She could just lean in on your mic.
Lean with it.
You got to pretend to be a boy, though. You got to do a boy voice.
Hi. And British.
Oh, he's British too?
Is he British?
Yeah. Do you not see where it says United Kingdom?
I can't. My glasses are not on.
Oh, yeah, it does say United Kingdom.
And the whole, he's joining us at 11 his time.
11 a.m.?
P.M. or a.m.?
P.M.
I don't know things.
I don't know how that shit works.
Actually, I did. After I thought about it for a second, I did.
I had no fucking clue. I have no idea. I know nothing about time zones.
You guys make my head hurt.
Let's just try it again. Let's find out. Let's try it now.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yay! Yes, we can hear you.
I can.
Fantastic. Sorry, I just I'm using my friend's laptop because my other one crapped out, and his USB mic didn't like being plugged in for some reason.
Oh no!
Is it 11 there or is it midnight there?
It's 11.
What the? I wonder.
It's 11.
I wonder if daylight saving fucked everything up.
I have no idea.
No, it is. Yeah. I thought you knew. Oh, right.
Because I thought you were just 5 hours ahead of us and not only four.
I'm gonna blame it on fracking.
Something like that.
I'm gonna blame
it
on the boogie.
Yeah, it could be. I have no idea.
Fracking and G.
But yeah, I legitimately thought that you would be home an hour ago. Because as of now, we have maybe like a half hour at the absolute tops to talk with you.
So quick, tell us what you do.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Yeah, because my wife has work tonight. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, joining us by Skype finally is Matthew Gregg. Matt, how about you introduce yourself? Who are you? What do you do?
I'm a late limey who's just finished a 12-hour shift, only to be told he's late for this podcast with his good friend Joe Cam. He's currently eating a delicious meal of duck fried rice with chicken and bits of what I hope are peas. I make a video series called Botchamania, which occasionally gets uploaded and then taken down on YouTube and Dailymotion. I'm really haggard. I've got about a liter of diluted blackcurrant, where I put way too much water in it. So it's basically like just drinking air at this point. My room is in an absolute state this morning. I have no one to blame but myself. But apart from that, I'm fan-dabby-dozy.
That was the best introduction I've ever heard in my entire life. Like,
and Tim didn't hear a single word of it.
I'm going to have to go and actually listen to this podcast.
In my entire life, it was fantastic. Oh, my God. That just made my fucking week.
Oh, my Lord. Now I kind of feel bad that Tim doesn't have headphones to listen.
Oh, man. I wonder if I can...
See, you Americans are easily impressed. That's why I love coming over so much.
Try
you're
that,
so
Tim.
Wacky. I'm like, no, I'm fucked.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, Tim.
All right, so as you mentioned in your beautiful intro, you are the creator of the Botchamania series. Would you like to explain what that is?
It's a video series, which is a series of videos.
All right. So let me get this right.
So
you video
in between
series...
bites of delicious fried duck there. It's a video series of wrestling negatives, botches, horrible mistakes, horrible ideas, horrible characters, a lot of horrible things.
You could just call them fuck-ups if you want.
Oh, botches, yes. As I've been beautifully interrupted there by Joe Cam.
Yes.
Some of the best video game music around, and some of the worst in reference to things like Yonoid or whatever. And for some reason, filling it with really silly, nerdy jokes and basically making a video series which is tantamount to masturbation at this point, because it's just to impress myself, has established a very impressive fan base that is still going very strong 7 years after I debuted it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I remember seeing Botchamania videos, like, years ago. And, like, when Joe said that we were going to have you on, I was just like, oh, my God, they're still happening. Like, holy fuck, man. Like,
and they're still good, too.
Yeah, I watched one of the new ones, and I'm like, this is exactly, like, this is as I remember it and still as good and fresh. Uh-huh. And, yeah, dude, it was fucking fantastic.
That's like, because wrestling can't help but still
be shitty.
This is true.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't really, like, watched too much, like, modern wrestling, just because it pisses me off so fucking bad. Like,
well, just catch up with Botchamania. That'll tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I mean, it's such a common thing to say to someone. Like, oh, man, I'm a wrestling fan. .. But it sucks now.
Yeah.
Every single wrestling fan will say that.
It's so true, though. It really is. Like, I've watched, like, a couple episodes, like, here and there recently, and I'm just like, this is absolute horse shit. Like, it's not like Attitude Era. Attitude Era was, like, that was my favorite.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, with the WWE Network, you can watch the Attitude Era pay-per-views.
I know. I need it in my life. I need to go back and, like, watch, like, WCW, like, Halloween Havocs and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows a lingo.
So, Matthew, what inspired you to create Botchamania?
Well, in fairness, you are being very polite in the terms there. I wasn't the first person to make or use the term Botchamania. There are three Botchamania video titles of Botchamania 1, 2, and 3 that are still on YouTube, made by some of the people beforehand, just as basically one shot made by three different people each. That were pretty terribly edited. I mean, the first one was pretty good, admittedly. The second one was awful, and the third one was so bad, it made me go, you know what? I could have done a better job than this, and I don't even know how to edit. And so I got myself some video editing software, some things like KeepVid, so I could take YouTube clips back when that was still like a, ooh, how is this wizard doing this thing? and put them together. Because it was the first videos and it was wrestling, I used heavy metal music, hard rock, used the Wild Hearts, White Zombie, the Ministry 99 theme. And then as the gradually videos come going, I'm like, oh, wait, I remember that I didn't feature this one in this video. And other people saw them and says, oh, these are cool. Hey, have you included this, this, and this? I was like, no. And kept them gathering steam like that. And just like a really small ball on top of a mountain, kept them going further and further down the cliff until it was a huge big ball at the end. That was a really bad metaphor.
Involved the balls. It's all good to us.
Fantastic. The fifth video was the first one to feature, my second video was the first one to feature video game music. It was the mini boss's amazing cover of Super Mario Brothers 2 medley.
Nice.
And then after that, I started using more and more chip tunes. And the reaction to begin with was pretty much just, what is this bleep bloop shit? but kept at it, and really, they got rid of all the people who didn't want to watch it, and it stopped being, why are you using all this crappy video game music to, are you going to use Samurai Showdown soon? which is so good.
I remember your earlier videos. It would seem like each video would feature music from a specific fighting game.
Yeah, I went through a really weird period where I was dead set on making the videos as hard and complicated as possible to make. I was like, this video will feature all the songs from this game that fit. And it was just basically made the videos more interesting. But now I look back at it, I'm like, I was really, really bored.
So what inspired you to use video game music in the first place?
Well, at the same time as getting into video editing, I was discovering the video game cover bands, which I don't think there's still a scene name for that. If there is, no one's told me it yet, and I've been going to Microfest for a few years now. So we'll go with the all-purpose video game music cover band, rock and or mix and or OC mix scene. Let me think. The first band I discovered was Mega Driver, who I got to see finally play at Magfest, and they looked exactly how I thought they'd look. And then discovered the amazing Mini Bosses Brass album, which I already name dropped, but that's really just, you know, the black album of video game cover bands, in my opinion. It's like, whenever bands are like, wait, we've got an album out, and they've covered any of the songs that Mini Bosses cover, I'm just like, why did you even bother? Like, there's no reason. You will never top any of the covers of Mega Man 2 or Super Mario Bros. 2 or Ikari Warriors on this. This is just cover any other game. Just leave this one alone.
That was like when I started doing, like, I just started getting into doing video game covers and stuff like that. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, what games are you doing? And I'm just like, well, I know what I'm not going to do.
Mega Man 2.
Wily's Castle. Fucking Legend of Zelda.
Super Mario.
Exactly. Like, I'm just like, nah, fuck that.
That's it. That's why it's always nice to go to Magfest and see bands like This Place is Haunted cover things like Cannibal Holocaust.
Yeah, right?
Jesus.
So good.
So, Chris, do you have any questions?
Oh, man. I mean, you've already asked the
big ones?
The big ones.
Well, I the main reason I was asking about that is because I watched some of the Botchamania videos, but I think the first thing that got me and Matthew talking was, what was it? You featured a 1UP song in one of your videos? And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's right. That's a little thing that people get a joke out now. Because obviously, I have no idea about the scene at this point. I'm just some guy who still listens to music. And 7 years later, I'm still some guy who listens to music. But now I know people like Joe Cam are not being blown by DJs. but true fact. But at the time, I got confused because it was like the 1UP Studios presents the Bad Dudes EP.
That's
so I'm like,
right.
All right, you know, the 1UPs did this song. I was like, no, it was so and so and so and so. And it was like, so for years, I was like, oh, the 1UPs did this. And many people were like, no, that's not the 1UPs, Matthew. That's nothing like the 1UPs. It's one guy. And so stop saying that. I think it was you and Lion Tamer both pointed out to me. And then that's covered the Earthbound remix project, which I was so happy about, Joe Cam.
Yeah, I told you, hey, I did this remix project. Feel free to use anything you want from it. And I think, didn't you use Joe Cam Stole My Bike?
I did, yes.
And I felt special about
that. That song, like, it's got some steam behind it. Like, it's been used and featured in, like, so many different things.
Yeah,
like,
there's a custom for it in Rock Band.
Yeah.
So I'm popular and no one knows who the fuck I am. So.
That's what popularity
is. I can relate to that joke, Cam. Don't worry.
But I know that's how we started talking, and then you mentioned you were going to Magfest the 1 year, and we met up there, and we've been buddies since, for the most part.
Yeah, Joe Cam got me in the executive suite, which was nice.
Oh, you came to the Lumberjack Lounge?
Indeed.
Yeah, because I was wearing my suit, so I just walked through the door, I'm like, I know Joe Cam, and they're like, oh, okay. Joe Cam, do you know this guy? And I don't think he was there. Some other guy was like, oh, that's Matthew, let him in, he's cool. I'm like, all right. So all these years of service were no good. You did me nothing.
That would have been funny if they were like, dude, is that DJ Qualls? Let him in.
I get that a lot, man.
Matthew's
doppelganger. If I ever start to become like an action movie star, my second career will be doing like I'll be a stunt dick.
A stunt dick.
Like, oh no, DJ Qualls can't do sex scenes, or oh no, DJ Qualls is going to fight a chihuahua. He can't do it for insurance reasons, so bring in the GIMP. It'll just be me. Like, oh.
The GIMP.
Oh dear.
So DJ Qualls.
So since this is a video game podcast, what have you been playing recently?
I am catching up with the games of 3 years ago and enjoying Super Meat Boy.
Nice.
Which I never actually played until a few weeks ago. I played it once via Steam. Didn't realize that the first time you play Steam, it has to be connected to the internet for whatever reason. And it was laggy as hell because the internet's not that great in England, believe it or not. So I went, oh, fuck this. Stop playing it. And it was just told, like, he was like, oh, no, it's not always connected up to Steam. You can, just that one time, or it's just via the desktop. I was like, oh, fine. So played fantastically. Really enjoyed the first world. The second world I didn't like. You know, the experience of the game to bring in was like, wow, what a great, I'm so far behind the whatever, cultural events. And I'm at the last world now, and I fucking hate Super Meat Boy. I'm never playing it again. Fuck you, people who made it. And the only other thing was, I wanted the first MAGFest I went, when I was just this idiot wearing, I don't know why I was dressed in a funny way, but I was dressed in a funny way. And I bumped into some people I had no idea who they were, and he had a Super Meat Boy shirt. And I'm just being friendly and probably being the biggest idiot in the world. Just went, oh man, I love the music to that game. It's so good. And he's like, yeah. To the guy who turned out to be the guy who made the soundtrack to the game. And he was crazy.
Danny B.
Danny B. We've had him on the podcast as well.
Yeah, but then I was like, oh wow, great. What a great rep you have. Then there was a composer's panel they had the first MAGFest I went to. That was Grant Kirkhope, the guy who did Jazz Jackrabbit, and the guy who did Super Meat Boy. And I took a photo of it. It ended up being the only photo anybody took of that panel. So all the soundtrack creators, I don't know, Googled it or Facebook, I don't know how the hell they all found it. And my comment on the fucking photo, though, was Grant Kirkhope and four other people I don't care about. So they all commented and say, oh, that's nice. I was like, no.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, MAGFest was great. It's like, I still retain a good reputation there, despite all the odds.
Yeah, so how many MAGFests have you gone to? Is it 3, 4?
I swear, I think it's like one more than it actually is, because I swear, like, 1 year I went to MAGFest, but it's like, I don't remember anything about it. It just happened. I'm like, did I go to MAGFest? But I'm pretty sure it's 5.
Wow, nice.
No, that can't be right. It was the penultimate one at the last hotel.
Ah.
So 2 ones at the old hotel, and then 2 ones at the new one.
Nice.
Oh, so that's 4. Fuck. Well, never mind.
Yep. Math.
I feel like I've been like really outside of the curve by only going to 1 MAGFest.
You are.
I know.
Step your game up.
Hey,
Marcus,
I will.
PSP.
I will.
Step your game.
I will. I absolutely will. Because like MAGFest is like the only thing I give a shit about anymore now.
Yeah.
Like as far as like any kind of like festivals or like you can't even call it a festival, but any kind of like conventions or anything like that, the only one I care about is MAGFest now.
Yeah, agreed. That and A&G Ohio, which I'm going to in 2 weeks' time.
Really?
Yeah. So the rest of the other people who set up stuff there go to the same place. I'd be like Greg Miller and lots of people I can't remember the name of right now, but Greg Miller will be there. And that'll be fun because I'm on the name for that. The poster's like, featuring Matthew of Botchamania. I'm like, oh my God, I'm a draw.
Wow.
Nice.
So when Botchamania videos have gotten pretty popular.
I'm getting blamed. I'm getting the anti-push. I'm going to get squashed by like a brony YouTube reviewer the next year. And I'll be like, never hear from me again.
Going
to
do the job.
Me with eggs all the way to the airport. But yeah, that's cool. I mean, what are you guys playing at the minute, video game-wise?
Well, Chris, through the hour of the podcast before you joined us, has mentioned repeatedly how he is balls deep in Diablo right now. Like absolutely
really,
balls,
really balls
deep.
Deep into Diablo.
Like the first hour of the podcast is nearly all Diablo talk.
At full force.
Yeah, I do
briefly
love my
broken up by me trying to change the subject to anything else. And then immediately going back to Diablo.
I can't help it. I just love that fucking game right now.
Did you just?
I'm really glad I was late.
No. He asked what everyone's playing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tim, what were you playing?
I was playing Ace of Spades. If you like Minecraft and or World War One, you should play it.
And then I've been playing Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare, and Titanfall. And I actually just started playing a little bit of Putty Squad for the PS4. Putty Squad, yeah. It's a game that I saw was getting a release date this month. It was the same day as Dark Souls and Titanfall.
Okay.
And I was like, Kyle, we need to get this game for review. Like, we need it. I need this game for review, and we never got it. But lo and behold, it was sitting on the shelf up at Best Buy for $30. Nah, I have Putty Squad for the PS4.
Oh, that's okay then.
It's
so how many games do you have your PS4 now? Two?
No, PS4 I have 4 discs.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
4.
I have Injustice, Knack, Pinball Arcade, and Putty Squad.
Pinball Arcade for the PS4?
Fuck yeah.
What the hell is that?
It's a pinball game.
it is a compilation of pinball machines that were like essentially replicated in a digital format.
Yeah, Pinball Arcade is like actual real arcade pinball machines done by Farsight. Is it Farsight Productions or Farsight Studios?
I don't know.
Oh, but they've released Pinball Arcade on... Fuck, it's on the Xbox 360, the PS3, the PS4, the Vita, PC. It's coming soon to Xbox One. It's just a whole bunch of classic arcade pinball machines and really solid stuff.
It is fun. Don't get me wrong. It's just, it's just funny that that's one of the very few PlayStation 4 games that you have.
Dude,
because there's just nothing
pinball.
There.
Like, I love pinball. Pinball is my jam.
We did play the fuck out of that when you got your PlayStation 4.
Yeah, Pinball Arcade is my shit. So, and then I'm hoping to fire up Metal Gear when I get home, as long as it's sitting in the mailbox like it's supposed to be.
If it's a good little game.
Yes.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So, Matthew, what is next for you when it comes to Botchamania?
Next for Botchamania, well, we do have the book coming out. I say me because fantastic people like Audie, who you probably already know. It's probably been on his podcast before me like 5 minutes ago. So let's see what else. About video games to do with wrestling. Not the entire thing there because there's many classic games I've played like WWE NWO Revenge, No Mercy, the SmackDown games for PlayStation 1, and then there's many I haven't played. Like, I very, very shamefully haven't played the pro wrestling game for the NES.
Oh, man, you got to get to that.
There's actually...
I know what the music is.
In the news, I actually saw that someone did a complete, like, reskin of the original pro wrestling game and made it a WWE Universe game.
Oh, God.
I saw that.
Yeah, like they changed the ring to make it look like the Raw's War ring, but it has like newer characters. Like it has like The Rock and Stone Cold and all that.
Oh
like
my
it's,
God.
Yeah, dude. Like you can actually, there was a link. I'll try and find the ROM because it's just a ROM that they ended up putting out.
Yeah.
But I'll try and find it and see if I can send it to you guys.
That's funny as hell.
Yeah, because I want to put it on my Wii. Like, it's just like just for a giggle. Like fucking why not, right?
What when can we expect a new Botchamania video? I know you said your laptop is on the fritz, but...
Oh, no, it's cool. It's just because basically the power cable got lost somewhere and I'm waiting for it to be resent. It was a better, less verby way of saying, I goofed. it'll be sent soon, hopefully. Because basically I'll be working tomorrow, then the day off after that, and I'll be able just to get some stuff done. Think of something when you put the end, and I'll be able to put it either the day after tomorrow or the day after that.
Nice.
Oh, okay. So very, 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 very soon.
Yeah, I know when we were talking before, we were hoping to possibly get some kind of little Botchamania exclusive video to tack at the end of the episode, but not going to be able to happen this time, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, as my granddad said, hope in one hand, shit in the other, see which one fills up the most.
Yep.
Indeed.
I bet it's the hand with shit in it.
I bet so too.
That's my guess.
Poop.
Poop. Poopity poop poop.
Well, I really appreciate you coming onto the show, man. Like I sorry we couldn't spend some more time with you, but we're on.
Oh, I'm sorry too, but it's probably the best. The current state I'm in after work, half an hour is probably gonna be enough for anybody. But
We'll see. Normally,
yeah, if we can come on another show in the future, now that we'll try and get stuff sorted out correctly.
Indeed.
Obviously, I'd be happy to do it. But in the meantime, Joe, pleasure to be speaking with you, sir. Hopefully, see you in MAGFest in too far away's time.
Oh, you
and
definitely will.
Chris Hubert, it was very nice meeting you too.
Hubert.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
I don't know what your schedule is going to look like, and I don't know what Chris's is going to look like, but I know we are going to plan to have another wrestling-themed podcast the week of WrestleMania. I know a handful of people want to try calling in for that one, so maybe we could get you back for that episode.
When's that?
The week of WrestleMania sometime. Whenever...
Well, I'll be spending the week there in Ohio, but so if we get a bit more planning beforehand, I'll see where I'll be, what part of the world I'll be, and if we can do it.
Chris, road trip to Ohio.
Oh, I do love Ohio. I like Ohio.
Yay.
Fuck Ohio.
Why? I like Ohio.
Ask Ohio. Alshon.
Oh, okay.
We hate Ohio.
I like Ohio.
It's been a running joke for years. Ever since he was driving...
Ohio.
Well, it starts... First off, there's like near endless construction in Ohio. And then during one of my parties, Alshon was driving out and ended up hitting a big snowstorm coming through. So he sent me a video on my phone that's just him going, "Fuck Ohio." And that was the entire video. So that's been our running gag for years. Just fuck Ohio.
I'm okay with Ohio.
You would be.
I like it.
I'm okay with it. It's mainly just because of Rock on the Range last year at Ohio and... the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and yeah, I got
so
to
you like things in Ohio. You don't necessarily like Ohio.
Well, I mean, things in Ohio would be a part of what Ohio.
You're in
is,
Ohio,
right? I guess. I don't know,
but anyway, even if we can't get you on that week, maybe you can do if you get everything up and running. Maybe we could end that episode with a special Botchamania exclusive. Maybe, perhaps.
I promise nothing.
I don't blame you, dude. I really don't.
But one other thing. I know we talked about this. We like to end every episode with some music. And I let that decision fall to you this week. And what was your request?
My request was anything by Danimal.
Danimal. Good old Danimal, who has also been on our show before.
Yep.
I would hope so. Every time I go see him at MAGFest... I always just freak out and mark out. I'm like, "Oh my god, I love your music! It's so good." And, you know, every time he's very like, "Dude, calm down." Just a guy. So yeah, love the guy, and nice for him to be so nice.
Indeed, I actually talked with him to see if there was anything special he wanted played, and he mentioned playing a couple tracks off of his album Parallel Processing that he did with Zeph. A lot of the songs are featured in a new iOS game called Wave Wave, which is about using your finger to, like, guide a line through a maze, but it's crazy challenging, and the music is insane. It runs $3, so you could always look into that. The reviews have been phenomenal for it so far, and I figured we would just play a couple of tracks off his Parallel Processing album, and that could be our music for the week from Danimal.
Sounds good.
What do you think? What do you think, Matthew? Do you approve?
I approve.
Right. We have the Botchmania stamp of approval.
I happily endorse this, whatever the fuck he's talking about.
We actually have an email this week, too.
Do we have? All right.
From Randall.
Oh, of course it's from Randall. I would be surprised if it wouldn't be from either Randall or
Zach.
Yeah. So
Matthew can join us for this email as well.
Go ahead.
From Randall. "Hey, guys, just caught up on the last two podcasts right in a row.
Right in a row.
And holy shut the fuck up, Batman. Great." Because
yep,
of Corey.
Yep, Corey.
"Great to hear how your 4th February is went, as well as catching up with Adam Groupon. He's always a great guest. Bass Bottle had me rolling. Hope it legit makes it into the game." So, Adam, if you're listening.
I really hope so.
Dragon Fantasy.
I know what he's talking about, because that's not my name, and I haven't composed that song. I think he's pretty crazy. Is he a wrestling fan?
I have no idea. But anyway, Pappy's always a riot, drunk or not, And while I doubt I'll be able to take time off to potentially attend a MAGFest 8.5, it would be awesome to party it up with him and the rest of you more than once a year. I would like to point out, however, there is no such thing as a copywriting an idea. Something can only be copyrighted once it has been made tangible, a.k.a. put on paper, film, recorded, or created. I'm totally nitpicking here, but there's few enough fucks in the world who A, understand how copyright works, and B, respect copyright, so I may as well do my part in spreading some knowledge. Oh, and what was that website again? www.killerqueens.com. Oh my god. Sincerely, Randall. P.S., but seriously, all-female Queen cover band? Hell yes.
Yeah, dude, it's so good. Oh, it's so good.
See, I thought he was just going to, like, end the his email there and just say, by the way, just remind you, you can't copyright an idea. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Some sort of hype dude.
P.S., hate you, die in a fire.
Essentially, yeah. Yeah, dude, Killer Queens, so good.
Yeah, I saw him talking about it, too, but... Anyway, we might as well wrap this up so that Ashley and I could hit the road. Tim, yep. Do you have any final thoughts on this episode?
No.
Okay. Chris, no. Any final thoughts on this episode?
Sorry that we couldn't make it to Corey's Conversation Corner.
Yeah, we're going to have to bump that segment again.
Fuck.
Sorry, Corey.
We really wanted to try and call him today, too.
We'll get you back, Corey. We'll get you back.
Oh, man.
He could shut the fuck up anyway.
Yeah, sorry, Corey.
My thoughts are I'm going to try like hell to play Metal Gear tonight. If not, I'll be playing a shitload of Plants vs. Zombies, which just got new DLC today, by the way. New map, new
good, I was worried because it's abilities. Only been out for 2 weeks.
Well, it was free, too. It's just a free update.
Okay, that's better then.
It has new map, new challenges, new abilities, all kinds of fun shit. And it's a free update, so awesome.
Word, bird.
And Matthew, any final thoughts from you?
I like Joe.